If I had to ask anyone here, what was the greatest nisayon of Avram Avinu? He went through 10 tests. The famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that Asara nisayonos nisa Avram, and he was omed in all those nisayonos. He went through 10 tests. Hashem tried him 10 times, and he passed every single one with flying colors. So what was the greatest challenge, the hardest test that he had had? So almost all the commentaries, the Avos Rabbi Nassan, the Pirkei Lazar, the Rambam, Rav Avardim Bartanura, they all have, they don't agree in the middle, but at the end, the hardest challenge, the culmination of the 10 tests, they all end off with Akedas Yitzchak. And that's what you would have assumed. However, there is a Rabbeinu Yonah Pirkei Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah says that it wasn't Akedas Yitzchak as the 10th Nisayon. The 10th Nisayon, Asar Nisayonos, the last one, culminated with the burial of Sarah. The burial of Sarah is the 10th test. A fascinating Rabbeinu Yonah. Here we have it that Avram Avinu was about to sacrifice his only child who Hashem had just promised him is going to be the continuation of the Jewish people. And right now, Avram Avinu is ready to shecht him. And Hashem says, don't worry, don't do it. And that's not the greatest nisayon. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, there is one more. Burying Sarah is the greatest nisayon. How do we explain this? Very perplexing. Rabbeinu Yonah, what is Sarah? Why is Sarah a greater nisayon? So I once heard a beautiful explanation. I think it really ties in to the times that we're in. I heard a beautiful explanation that at the end of the day, that Avram Avinu was commanded by Hashem to do Akedas Yitzchak. And he knew that that was the will of Hashem, and it was a great challenge. But what do you think the first thing that he was probably so excited to do, what was the first thing, the next step that he was waiting for, was to go tell his wife, Sarah, could you imagine what happened? Look what happened to us. It's an amazing thing. And all of a sudden he gets home and he hears out, Sarah just passed away. And not only that, maybe Avram Avinu was able to know that the reason that Rashi quotes, right, that there was a malach that told her that Avram Avinu was trying to shecht his son. So maybe he felt such a guilt or responsibility. Some way or another caused the death of Sarah. And yet he prevailed over that nisayon. He still went to Maris HaMachpelah. He found the place, the burial of Adam and Chava, and he bought that burial, and he continued his life. Maybe on a certain level, that's a greater challenge. Continuing your daily life when you have such a spiritual experience and expecting a result and not getting it, and not having that result at all that you wanted, that maybe on a certain level is higher than Akedas Yitzchak. On a certain level, that might be the greatest nisayon of Avram Avinu, in which case that would be the greatest nisayon of every Jew. Now, how does that relate to our times? I'm thinking of myself, but I think a lot of people felt this way. In the beginning of the whole COVID episode, we were in a sense of, obviously people were a tremendous fear, but also a sense that like the Yeshua, the salvation was going to come like in a split second, we're going to be saved, redeemed. People thought maybe even, you know, Pesach, Mashiach was going to come, whatever it may have been. And we were all expecting like this big Yeshua. We were waiting there. That was like our big salvation that we were all waiting. And what happened? We just have to continue our daily life. And it's not going to be all of a sudden at one shot. It seems to be that it's going to be a progress. And Mirtz Hashem, we hope that any day that it will be over. But at the end of the day, we have to live with it every single day. School's closing, school's opening. Business is opening, business is closing. Lockdowns, not lockdowns. 10 p.m. curfew, not... All of these things that we have to live with, we all just expected that it was just going to end. And we have to continue with that every single day. And a certain level... This reminds me of that idea of Avram Avinu, that we all had this big nisayon in the beginning. We all were all at home with our children and afraid and fearful. And now we're coming out and we have this constant every single day to work with this, to go with this. And I think that the message of Avram Avinu, that this, the Rabbeinu Yonah's explanation, is that in a certain level, this is our Akedas Yitzchak. This is greater than Akedas Yitzchak. This is maybe our biggest nisayon, is to learn to live with it. Is to realize that we were expecting this big moment that Avram Avinu was expected to tell Sarah, and unfortunately he wasn't able to. And he had to move on with that. And that we were expecting this big moment, and unfortunately it wasn't this big salvation all of a sudden that we had expected. So Beretz Hashem, everyone who's going forward, to realize that this is maybe our biggest nisayon. And it's a nisayon that we can pass with flying colors just like Avram Avinu had passed. And give us all bracha, that we're able to continue the day and day routine, and to continue that continuation of Akedas Yitzchak, that the greater nisayon that we're going to have, and we'll all have a Mirtz Hashem, wonderful experiences now, grow in our Avodas Hashem, and Baruch Nisa Begashmias. I think everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.